You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are so happy that theatres are back open and giving live performances to the public. Fingers crossed they'll be back for good now, we won't have any more disruptions. And joining me now to discuss the Leeds Playhouse fully accessible production of Oliver Twist and the access in the theatre industry is Benjamin Wilson, who is playing Mr. Bumble in the upcoming production of Oliver Twist. Thank you so much for joining us, Ben.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what has your experience been like being part of this production? Because this cast is a fully integrated ensemble of deaf, disabled and non-disabled actors. So how has this experience for you differed from other productions you've done in the past?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've loved every second of it. It's been great to the point where it's quite emotional to talk about sometimes. But I've really, really loved it because so often you are sort of the token disabled person or like the one person in the room with access requirements or whatever, and so often that can be a bit of a cloud and it's put on you and you're made to feel a bit rubbish about asking for the access requirements that you need. Whereas this production, you know, it was a real culture of everyone looking out for each other and everyone supporting each other and creating an environment where everyone could do their best work and be at their best, and that felt really, really special.
Do you think that this is, I mean, this proves that this kind of productions work and that they can be successful. I mean, why do you think that these kind of initiatives aren't carried forward into other aspects of the industry?
Well, I mean, I think things are starting to change. There are people out there making that change happen and doing some good work, and it's just frustratingly slow, you know. I think in my experience, once people like made aware of and have their eyes open to like the possibilities of this stuff, then they can really, really run with it and go with it. It's just that sometimes the biggest hurdle and the biggest barrier to get over is that first one to encourage people to give this stuff a go. And I think particularly when it comes to, you know, I do a lot of work trying to make people get better and more creative and artistic with audio description rather than it being the usual sort of quite dry and boring audio description, trying to really embrace what you can do creatively when you're really embrace the possibilities of doing new and different and exciting things with audio description like you would with every other part of your show. And in my experience, people have just never thought about that because they've never had to, because they've never listened to audio description because it's so separate and distant for most people. And then as soon as you get people to listen to it, to start thinking about it creatively, you know, creative people and artistic people, once you give them a new creative challenge, they get really excited about that and run with it. But it's that first barrier of getting people engaged and getting people the knowledge and experience that they need.
And this is the thing, if you add that level of creativity to the audio description, it can add so much to the performance as well. Can you tell us about the audio description? Was it within this production?
Of course, yeah. So on Oliver Twist, there's no need for headphones or headsets or an extra audio description or whatever on that, because we tried to make the show just work for everyone, whoever you are. So in theory, what you watch, what you listen to when you watch the show it's the same for everyone. And so hopefully it will just work for everyone. So there are moments where we've sort of integrated into the dialogue. So like there's a scene where someone points a gun at someone. And obviously if you can't see that they're putting the gun, who's putting the gun at who, that doesn't make sense. So we've added it into the dialogue. You hear Bill Sykes saying, you know, I'm pointing the gun at you, and you hear someone else say, no, Bill, don't point the gun at Oliver. And then so the audio description is integrated into the text. And then we've really worked really closely with the sound designer. We've got a brilliant sound designer and a brilliant composer on this show, so it sounds really great. There are really extra added layers of music and sound design and sound effects that really tell the story aurally in a really interesting way, hopefully. And then there are other moments where like it's more traditional audio description. There are characters in the show that are like the chorus. They're like narrators of the show sometimes, and they take on the job of audio describers sometimes, but live for everyone to hear, performed by the actors on stage. And so we've really mixed it up and really tried lots of different interesting creative ways of just making the show work for everyone. And that's the same as well with like captions and sign language as well for our deaf audiences as well.
And something that I've picked up on that you've mentioned a few times is the fact that it's the same experience for everybody. Nobody's excluded from this performance. Was that something that you've wanted to work on from the outset of putting this production together, sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think I get really frustrated sometimes. So audio description is often really, can be really, really great. But sometimes I get really frustrated when I go to the theatre and I'm like one of like three or four people having to wear special extra headsets to hear the audio description when, you know, that makes it feel like, oh, I'm slightly difficult, or I'm this sort of the one who needs extra help or extra support. And that feels really exclusionary and disabling, I think, sometimes. Whereas instead, if you have a show where everyone on the show, and also the thing about if the audio description is done through headsets, is it makes it really easy for the people making the show to ignore it and forget about it and sort of wash their hands of it and think it's someone else's responsibility, which for me as an audience member makes me feel like, you know, my experience doesn't matter as much as everyone else's, because clearly so often when you listen to audio description, the director, the writer, the actors, everyone involved in the show has not given any thought to it. It's just the audio describer who has worked away really hard on their own. And so for me, that makes me feel like the writers, the directors, the actors, they don't care about my experience as much as everyone else's. Whereas in this show, it's just the show. Everyone has a brilliant experience. It integrated into everything. It's creative. It's exciting. This is a show that works for everyone in a really fun, engaging, exciting way.
You've been working as well with Ramps on the Moon. Can you tell us a little bit about what their role was and how they've been involved in the production?
Yeah. So Ramps on the Moon is a project that's been running for a few years now. And it's six theatres around the country. So that's Leeds Playhouse, Sheffield Theatres, Birmingham Rep, Nottingham Playhouse, Theatre Royal Stratford East in East London, and the New Wolsey in Ipswich. And basically, it's a project where those six theatres have said, we want to get better at access. We want to get better at working with more disabled actors and directors and writers. And we want to make sure our work is becoming better and improving and getting more accessible for disabled audiences. And this show is a Leeds Playhouse production, but it's an in co-production with Ramps on the Moon. So every year there's a Ramps on the Moon show that tours around those six theatres. And that show will feature an integrated cast of lots of brilliant disabled and deaf and actors, as well as non-disabled and hearing actors. And as well, there'll be integrated access into all of those shows. Last year in 2020, Oliver Twist was the Ramps on the Moon show. It was due to go on tour around those six theatres. But heartbreakingly, you know, as we know, the world ended in March 2020. And so that tour was cancelled. So we've brought it back now and we filmed it. So it's currently available to watch online on Leeds Playhouse's website for everyone to see. And the other way, I've worked on this show. I'm an actor in the cast, but I'm also the audio description consultant, using my experience as a visually impaired theatre lover, actor, you know, theatre goer, to try and make the audio description better.
How have you found that experience of going from being an actor to being a consultant on the audio description? What's that been like?
Personally, I, as an actor, whenever I'm in a rehearsal room, I can't resist getting involved and chipping in with ideas, which some directors love, some don't like, love too much. So in fact, on this show, I was sort of allowed to do that. I had the license, I had another job to, you know, I had the license to chip in and throw ideas in and have a particular job in terms of like the creative team and the directing of the show. I really, really enjoyed.
And it sounds like this whole production has been massively collaborative. And you mentioned right at the start that that's not always the case. What do you think, what will you be taking forward out of this production onto your next work? And what do you enjoy the most about working in the theatre industry?
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing I enjoy the most about is that thing you just said of collaboration. I really love, there's a really special feeling you get when you do a show and the whole team working together and everyone working together for a greater whole. It's a real, when it, that works well, and when you're in a room full of really talented people all putting their heart and soul into something and you feel like a part of that and an equal part of that, that's an amazing feeling. And Oliver Twist was actually a great example of that, because, you know, no one was excluded. There's so many people in the room had different access requirements, but we all chipped in and supported each other and created this really collaborative and creative atmosphere. And the thing I'll take away is I'm desperate to find more projects like that, more projects that have that feeling of we're all in this together, we're all supporting each other, we're all working hard and collaborating and chipping in ideas and supporting each other. And that feeling is a really special one, and it's really reminded me of when you get that feeling, when that feeling of true ensemble amongst you, it's really, really special. And so I'm coming out of this project sort of half reinvigorated and excited and ready to go and find more projects like that, and half slightly anxious that the next job I do, the problem with doing something that you've loved so much is, oh, what if the next project I do isn't as good and I have to go back to the usual old nonsense. But I feel really excited to find what's next and find more projects that are that creative and collaborative and accessible and wonderful and full of brilliant people.
Well, hopefully we'll be seeing more and more and more of them as we get on in the future. Ben, thank you so much for joining us, Ben. You can find the video of the fully accessible performance of Oliver Twist on the Leeds Playhouse website, www.leedsplayhouse.org.uk. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.